Title: California Court Holds Proposed Ballot Measure Excluding Community Plan Area from Height Limit Is Not a Later Activity for Purposes of a Within the Scope Analysis. Content: In late June, California's 4th District Court of Appeal upheld a Superior Court decision in Save Our Access v. City of San Diego, providing clarity for determining when a later activity is beyond the scope of an existing Program Environmental Impact Report, PIR, under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. Specifically, the court held that a proposed ballot measure initiated by the City of San Diego to exclude the Midway Pacific Highway Community Plan area from a voter-enacted height limit did not qualify as a later activity within the scope of the existing PIR for the community plan update because the PIR relied on the height limit in its analysis of the potential environmental impacts. The court held that the proper remedy is for the city to conduct further analysis of the potential impact of taller buildings in the community plan area in order to comply with CEQA before proceeding with the ballot measure. Background and procedural history: in 1972, San Diego voters passed Proposition D in order to prevent new buildings or additions to existing buildings from exceeding a height of 30 feet within the city's coastal zone, which spans the length of the city along the Pacific Ocean, extending to Interstate 5. The stated goals of Prop D were to preserve the character of the affected communities, keep the beaches usable, and limit congestion and related ills that would result from higher buildings and population density. Perceived ills included increased crime, noise, and pollution, as well as obstruction of ocean breezes, sky, and sunshine. In 2018, the city approved the community plan update and certified the related PIR. The community plan update sought to guide future development in the area, including promoting a mix of commercial, office, industrial, institutional, military, civic, and residential uses. The latter was to include a variety of housing types. Although the height limit originally excluded downtown San Diego and was subsequently amended to exclude several other areas of the city, the community plan area north of downtown remained subject to the height limit. To this end, the community plan update recognized the 30-foot height limit and its purpose to protect coastal views. However, in July 2020, the San Diego City Council authorized a vote by the electorate on whether the 30-foot height limit in the community plan area should be removed. This ballot initiative is referred to as Measure E. The city subsequently issued a notice of determination, finding that the proposed removal of the height restriction was a later activity consistent with the area's PIR and would not result in new significant impacts or substantially increase the severity of previously identified significant effects. Measure E was approved by 57% of the voters. However, Save Our Access filed a petition for writ of mandate in August 2020 to challenge elimination of the height limitation. Save Our Access argued that the city had failed to comply with CEQA and that, specifically, the ballot measure was a project subject to environmental review as it would result in significant environmental impacts that were not adequately addressed in the PIR. The Superior Court agreed with this line of argument. Court of Appeal decision: on appeal, the city argued that it was not required to prepare an EIR because the PIR had adequately considered potential environmental impacts from the removal of the height limit. The 4th District Court of Appeal disagreed. First, the court found evidence that the PIR expressly recognized the application of the 30-foot height limit to the community plan area. This was most clearly embodied through the community plan update's caveat that the coastal height limit overlay zone limits the height of new buildings to protect coastal views. In addition, the court was unconvinced by the city's argument that the public could reasonably interpret references to citywide base zones in the community plan update to encompass a future removal of the height limit. This was especially unconvincing. The court stated, in light of renderings included in the community plan update that only depicted proposed development that complied with the 30-foot height limit. Second, the court held that there was a fair argument that removal